Welcome back to Caring for Kids on WJR, presented by the Children's Hospital of Michigan Foundation.
Brian LaFontaine is the chairman of the 2018 North American International Auto Show. He is also the chief operating officer at LaFontaine Automotive Group. After combating Hodgkin lymphoma in 2008, Ryan created his own nonprofit called You Can Survive. You Can Survive. Ryan holds a bachelor's degree in automotive marketing from Northwood University, and we welcome him again to Caring for Kids. Ryan, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Appreciate it very much. Appreciate all you do for our foundation and for Children's Hospital, by the way, so thank you.
Our pleasure.
I mentioned that you're the chairman of the North American International Auto Show and the Great Charity Preview. It's the largest single night fundraiser in the world, I think, having raised over $111 million. And can you tell our listeners, as we get into the holiday season and they start thinking about Charity Preview, about the role you have with the Detroit Auto Dealers Association and how all that fits into your chairmanship of the event?
Yes, you know, I have the honor of being the chairman of the 2018 North American International Auto Show and the past president of the DADA, and it's been a fun ride. It's about a five-year term that you kind of go through all the different chairs leading up to the big event, but we'll take stage that night for the ribbon-cutting ceremony with all the distinguished governmental leaders and global experts, and hopefully we'll be announcing that we raise another over $5 million for children's charities. And as you know, obviously, Children's Hospital of Michigan Foundation is one of those benefiting charities as well.
We're extremely grateful for that. And so the listeners that maybe aren't that familiar with it, can you talk a little bit about the other charities that are involved? You don't have to list them all because there's several, but just a couple others.
Sure. You know, we give back to as many as we can, but we give back to the Boys and Girls Club of Southeastern Michigan, the Boys Hope and Girls Hope Detroit, the Children's Center, and the DAD Association Charitable Fund, as well as Detroit PAL, Judson Center, just to name a few.
And so those are all children-related activities. So is the purpose of the Charity Preview to support specifically children's events, children's activities?
That's where we focus for sure. We obviously try to give back as much as we can, and focusing obviously on the children, and really just have a real commitment to giving back to the local communities for these organizations. We recently, the Detroit Auto Dealers Association Charitable Foundation awarded $534,000 to diverse groups, and obviously a lot of them focus right on the children's charity itself. So that's kind of the sweet spot for our giving. Not that it's just limited there, but it's really been our focus and our passion for many years.
And we're talking with Ryan LaFontaine, who's the 2018 chairman of the North American International Auto Show. He is also chief operating officer at LaFontaine Automotive Group. And so I know that the Charity Preview is the highlight of many people's social activities of the year. And so anything new this year or anything special that you want to mention regarding the 2018 Charity Preview?
You know, it's such a great night, and obviously it raises so much money for obviously our local community when it comes to charities. But those that haven't been there, it's really just an action-packed night, obviously full of glitz and glamour and giving. Obviously, we focus there, but you know there'll be a lot of people. Obviously, we're going for a record, and it seems like every year, people come from all around Michigan and other states and support it. And I think one of the main things is because obviously. It's going right back into obviously these charities. So amidst all the shiny cars, the gowns, and obviously the tuxedos, and everyone having a great time, the focus, of course, really is all surrounding obviously the charity part of it and giving back to so many local children in need.
Yes, and you mentioned the black tie, and this year the Children's Hospital Michigan Foundation is launching a new bow tie that we're going to be trying to get people to purchase, and the proceeds of that bow tie go toward pediatric cancer research at Children's Hospital. And so look for more of that, and we're partnering with an organization called Bowtie Cause that was created by a fellow by the name of Dahani Jones, who was an All-American football player at U of M. So
sure.
So look for that, and we'll be promoting the Our Bow Tie as well, and hopefully can raise some additional money for Children's Hospital and cancer research.
Well, let me know how I get one, because I'd be glad to obviously help you push that and get everyone wearing your bow ties and give them back to that charity.
Perfect. And let me ask you how your charity is doing, the You Can Survive. How are you doing with that?
You know, we've been very blessed. We had two main events this year, and we've net raised over $500,000, given back to all the local, obviously, the hospitals and the researchers right here, as we've done with your hospital, and just really trying to do our part. We feel blessed to have our good health. I'm 9 years now a cancer survivor, and just want to pay it forward as much as we possibly can. Our goal is to net raise $1 million a year and keep all that money here local at all of these great hospitals like yours that do such amazing things of raising the cure rates for all different types of cancers. So not just what I had, but all cancers, and try to raise a cure rate till we find a cure for all forms of cancer.
Yeah, well,
it's been going great.
Yeah, well, thank you. I know that Dr. Jeffrey Taub and Lou Ann Ewald, the CEO of the hospital, are extremely grateful, and they send their thanks to you, your sister, your family, for all the things you're doing.
Well, your entire hospital is in our hearts. I tell you, when we walked through there and met everyone, everyone's so passionate and heartfelt. It's absolutely amazing, and we're happy to support you in every way we possibly can.
Great. Well, I look forward to seeing you at the charity preview, if not before. And thanks for being on the show, and most importantly, for all the things you and your family are doing.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, and just the time, and all you do, obviously, for the world of cancer. And we'll be happy to support you with everything we can, and I'm looking forward to getting that bow tie.
All right. I promise you'll have it. That was Ryan LaFontaine, chairman of the 2018 North American Auto Show. And coming up next, we're going to hear from Nick Consiglio. He's president of Kids Without Cancer. That's when Caring for Kids continues. Here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760, WJR.